Mindy Kaling went from an unknown to the surprise star of The Office to producing and starring in her own sitcom, The Mindy Project, so quickly, it's hard to believe that she was not a child star.
But when we interviewed her, she insists she never showed a flash of talent.
No, I was like a silent, sullen, fat kid. That was my thing.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of I was unfriendly and suspicious of everyone around me. Well, and then I didn't talk until I was about 15 is a kind of famous story in my house.
Really?
So you were,
yeah.
Were you writing furiously in a diary or something? How were you expressing yourself?
That would have been so much better. I did a little bit of writing, but mostly I was just like harboring jealousies and anxieties.
Really? It's so great that you got into this kind of work then, because there's no room for jealousy or anxiety in Hollywood.
I found it to be smooth sailing, 100% smooth sailing my whole career.
I think obviously everything's gone perfectly well for you. In a weird way, it has, because you're extremely funny and talented. And when did you start like acting that way?
Well, I think when I was younger, I would audition for plays in junior high and high school, and I would always get cast as, like, the homeless woman or a vagrant.
Was that a high school play or a Phil Collins video?
No, exactly. And so my parents would come to shows, and God bless them, they would try to muster up some excitement. They're like, oh, I see you're playing another hobo. And I'm like, yeah. So that would happen, like, 23 consecutive times until I moved to New York City after college. And then I wrote a play, and after that play, I got hired on The Office.
So you did incredibly well on The Office. You became well-known, and you got your own sitcom. And could you describe the character that you chose to play in that sitcom? You created it yourself, right?
Yeah, she's kind of a disaster. Like, she's a very... Mindy Lahiri, the character I play in The Mindy Project, is, like, very selfish, very wild. The kind of fun thing about the show is that my character dated more men than I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Like, she's dated, I think she's dated, like, I think I've certainly made out with, like, 30 men on my show or something like that.
I understand that in your book you reveal that all actors lie about sex scenes in some way.
Yes, that is probably my biggest contribution, I think, with my book, is that every actor pretends that they hate sex scenes, and the truth is that they all love them and they're lying.
Now, wait a minute. My understanding of the way sex scenes work, and I've never been on a set for a sex scene, but I've read about them, is that you're surrounded by crew, and you're cold, and you have to do it 8 times because they didn't get the lighting. It doesn't sound pleasant, but you think that actors actually enjoy it?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, you basically get to make out with a good-looking stranger, and it's, like, the only loophole in existence where, like, that is allowable within marriage. Like,
So, Mindy, I want to ask you about the new Pixar movie, Inside Out. It all takes place, or mostly takes place, inside the mind of a little girl, and you play one of her emotions. You play disgust. So what was it like when they came to you and said, we want you, Mindy Kaling, to voice disgust?
I said... How dare you? I've never been so insulted in my life. I'm a beautiful angel. How could you pick me for disgust?
Frankly, I'm disgusted. You would even suggest that.
And I'm disgusted. And then I was like, wait a second. I like this character. I know what this is about. Well, the thing with this, with the character of disgust is she's like a tiny green mean girl. She's like a 12-year-old girl who's like incredibly impatient and hates everything and is always rolling her eyes. So I feel like I've made a career off of playing versions of this.
Right.
This was a character, as they say, that was in my wheelhouse.
Well, Mindy Kaling, what a pleasure to talk to you. We've invited you to play a game we're calling...
It's the Home Improvement Project.
So, you do a show called The Mindy Project.
No, I understood it and I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Let's just explain for the slower people. You have a show called The Mindy Project, so we thought we'd ask you 3 questions about different kinds of projects, home improvement projects. Get 2 of these right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners. That prize, of course, Carl Castle's voice. Bill Curtis, who is Mindy Kaling playing for?
Olivia Otieno from Nairobi, Kenya.
Really?
Wow.
Nairobi.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
The heat is on.
On 2 separate occasions, this is your first question. On 2 separate occasions, Home Depot has faced lawsuits from would-be do-it-yourselfers who were very upset when they went to a Home Depot and what happened. A, they went to the restroom and found that the toilet seats were strongly, quote, adhesive, unquote. B, floor staffers called them, quote, Homo Depot sexuals. Or C, they searched the store for someone to help them and realized the place had been completely abandoned for hours.
Abandoned how? Like Walking Dead style, where there's like no one anywhere there?
That would be more helpful. I have been at the Home Depot looking for help for hours, and if I had seen a zombie with the apron, I would have asked the zombie for help.
All right.
But one of those things happened twice, leading to lawsuits.
Okay, I wish it was the first one, because that's a great image to have in my head. But I feel it's the last one.
The answer actually was the first one. It was the adhesive toilet seats.
Ow.
This happened once in Colorado and once in St. Louis, and they actually think that the St. Louis incident was a copycat gluer. Somebody heard about the first incident, said, I'm going to do that at my Home Depot. All right. Customers themselves sometimes misbehave down at the Home Depot, such as the case in which two people did what? A, used one of those pre-assembled storage sheds they got in the parking lot for a private assignation, if you know what I mean. B, had a loud and dangerous lightsaber fight in the aisle with fluorescent tubes. C, tried to give one of the many toilets on display a real-life test.
It is my God-given right to go to a shed at any Home Depot and do what I like in there. Okay? What if it was the first one?
What if it was the first one?
Yeah.
If it was the first one, I'd say you were right. Do you want to pick the first one?
I want to pick the first one.
You're right!
Hey!
This happened in South Carolina, 2013. The couple was removed from the shed and charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. All right, last question, Mindy. If you get this right, you win. There are plenty of celebrity home improvement specialists you can turn to on TV, including which of these? A, Lee Majors, host of the $6 million bathroom. B, Mr. T, host of I Pity the Tool. Or C, Mikhail Gorbachev, former Soviet premier, host of Tear Down That Wall and Put Up a New One.
It could have been the second one. So silly. That can't be real.
Have you seen TV?
You're right. I also produced the silliest show on TV.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe the second one.
Mr. T, I Pity the Tool. Is that your choice?
It is true.
That is the one. Bill, how did Mindy Kaling do on our show?
Mindy got two right. The audience got three right. So put them together. And Mindy's a winner.
Congratulations, Mindy.
Thank you.
Mindy Kaling is, of course, a TV star and producer, a best-selling author, and stars in the new Pixar movie Inside Out. Mindy Kaling, thank you so much for joining us. What fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.